Good evening, folks. Should be live for some Iowa Bulldogs football from Imperial, Texas, as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Buena Vista Longhorns after a slight reschedule. Oh, getting things going. It's a hot day. It's about 96 degrees. The wind's blowing about 10 miles from the left to the right, just straight in the face of the players. These stadiums don't sit east-west. They sit almost north-south. Not quite right, but the sun is setting behind one of the field goal posts. Shows about 10 minutes left on the clock before kickoff. We've done the national anthem. We've done the prayers. We're really just waiting for the teams to get out, and then we will kick off and get going. I want to say thank you to all the sponsors for these broadcasts. A few that added this week, so let me go ahead and give you guys some credit. These broadcasts are brought to you by Prosperity Bank, Pizza Inn and Snyder, Sonic Drive-In, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, Mitch Hall with Snyder, Legacy Fuel, Snyder Iron and Metal, the Texas Farm Bureau with Stormy Sellers, the Ira First Church of God, the Ira Baptist Church, and the Ira Athletic Booster Club. Their new sponsor this week, that's McCallum Photography. So thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts. If you or your company would like to sponsor them, you can just talk to Mr. Jones and he will get you the information for that. So the Bulldogs are lined up at the end zone with their helmets off. The clock shows about 9 minutes. The sun's starting to go down a little bit. Like I said, there's about a 10-mile-an-hour wind. So on a hot day, it's 96 degrees all the way in Imperial. But it looks like the players are there getting ready for everything to go. I have a roster this week for Buena Vista, so I should be able to kind of keep up a little bit better. A couple notes this week. Quarterback Brighton Partain is injured. He won't be playing for the Bulldogs tonight. What I was told is Grayson Hernandez will take his spot. And so we'll see his debut tonight if he leads the talented and mature Bulldog team. Last week, the Bulldogs lost a nail-biter to Valley, and Buena Vista, I did some research, and they defeated, I don't know how to pronounce it, I think it's Irion County. They won 84-73, and so, again, that's 1 week of football. I don't really know how much that means, but that's just some information for you. You can hear the Irish school song in the background. Buena Vista will play their cheer in a moment, and we will get this football game underway. I'm going to take a short little break before the game begins, kind of collect myself, get a drink of water, and we'll be back with you here momentarily for some Iowa Bulldog football. All right, Ben Moore back with you for some Iowa Bulldogs football. Both teams are sitting out there captains, and I say a quick shout out to my kid, Daddy Brandon Cannon. He'll be mine and your mama. Take all your pedals for when I get home. And make sure you toot on it real good. We've got 5 minutes, 15 seconds left on the clock. Bulldogs are sitting out there captains. Today the captains are number 24, Holden Rios. Number 7, Ike Weaver. Number 33, Cody McCowan. And number 34, Zach White. For Buena Vista, it looks like it's number 1, Dylan Rodriguez. And number 22, Cole. Oof, I'm going to butcher the name. I think it's Grouchy. We'll call him Cole. So both teams are heading out into midfield to look in. The wind is blowing from left to right about 10 miles an hour. Last time I checked, it was 96 degrees, so it's like looking into an air dryer. But other than that, it's a great night for some football. And once the sun goes down a little bit more, it'll cool off and be an even better evening for some high school football. I'll be grateful for what we got and not complain. 4 minutes, 50 seconds left. Referee, the White Hat, telling both teams what to do. He's going to flip the coin. See exactly what he calls here in just a second. Bulldogs are going to receive the kickoff. And the Bulldogs are going to have to go into the wind. So the Bulldogs will receive the opening kickoff, and they're going to be receiving it in the wind. So they'll be going from right to left on the field. Now they're going to run back into the tunnel. Both teams are sending their captains back in there. They'll get the boys amped up, and then they'll run out with the fight song. And I'll be here momentarily, and we'll get the same league of football underway as the Bulldogs. They're 0-1. Look at the rebound after a tough start to season, and Buena Vista defeated their opponent last week in a high-scoring affair, and we'll see what the defensive Bulldogs can do against this offensive Longhorns team. While the teams are in there, I want to say a quick thank you to all the sponsors for these broadcasts. Prosperity Bank, Pizza Inn of Snyder, Sonic Drive-In, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, Mitch Hall of Snyder, Legacy Tools, Snyder Iron and Metal, Texas Farm Bureau with Agent Stormy Sellers, the First Church of God in Ira, Ira Baptist Church, Ira Athletic Booster Club, and Ed McGowan Photography for sponsoring these Bulldog broadcasts. And the boys break the huddle, run out of the helmet. On what is a hot and little bit windy day here in Imperial, Texas, for the Bulldogs taking on the Buena Vista Longhorns. Buena Vista sends out their team. They have a lot of kids suited up, and it is their homecoming night. They look, they eat their Wheaties, or they eat someone else's Wheaties. They look pretty good size on them. But the Bulldog team is well coached up and has some good senior depth. Like I said earlier, quarterback Brighton Partain is out tonight. He's injured. They're going to start Raiden Hernandez at quarterback. We'll see what the freshman, freshman can do. So we're about to get underway. Both teams have the whole team on the field huddled up, getting the right stuff in the way. The referees are getting into position. The inflatables are being taken down, and we will get some high school football here in just a few minutes. Again, the weather's about 96 degrees, wind blowing from left to right, and a pretty straight across the field. The Bulldogs are going to be receiving the kickoff into the wind. However, the sun is setting behind them. Oh, it's already starting to cool down. It's 93. The sun is setting right behind them, so even though they're going into the wind, they're not going into the sun. The wind has picked up a little bit. It's at 13 miles per hour now. So, Bulldogs get set. It's in McCowan back deep. You've got Hatley and Weaver in the middle, and then you've got, we've got White, Allen, and I can't see who's on the far side over there. I think it's Holden Rios for the Bulldogs. McCowan back deep if they kick it deep. the kicker for Buena Vista is going to be number 14, Cesar Ayala. There's the white hat signal. The ball is set on the tee. We're about to get underway for some Iowa Bulldog football. And Buena Vista's going to run out like they're going to do in the onside kick. But Ayala boots it. It goes over the head of McCown out the back of the end zone for a touchback. So it's going to be Bulldog ball. Going to take over on their own 20-yard line for a first and 15 after the onside kick by Ayala. They ran out of the huddle like it was going to be an onside kick, but he booted it so far it went at the back of the end zone. And so we'll see. All right, Bulldogs, you go. Freshman Raiden Hernandez gets his team under center in the Iowa High formation. There's a snap that's going to hand off, but there it looks like he's here to jump outside. We'll see exactly what it was. Yep, encroachment on the Longhorn. So that's going to move the ball up, I believe, fine. Yep, so it's going to be a first and 10 for the Bulldogs on their own 25-yard line now as Hernandez gets his team set in the IRI formation. There's the snap. It's going to be a pitch back to McCown. He's around on the right side of the field. He finds a hole. He's on the far side. Still on his feet. He's going to be tackled by a Buena Vista Longhorn, but not before he gets about 7 or 8 yards. It's going to set up a second and around 5 for the Bulldogs. Number six. He's brought down by Valderez for Buena Vista. It'll take me a second to get their numbers down. Hernandez gets his team set around the far hash mark. There's a snap. This time it's pitched to Weaver. Weaver cuts it up short. Hit by several Bulldogs, about 5 of them. Not before he might have got back to the line of scrimmage. So it's going to set up a third and about 5, maybe 34 for the Bulldogs. 9 minutes, 10 seconds left in the first quarter. No score yet as Hernandez gets the team back in the Gallery I formation. There's the snap. Pitch back to McCown. Run on the far side. McCown's going to cut it up deep. He's going to have enough for a first down, but he's still on his feet. It's going to be brought down across midfield. It's going to be enough for a first down for the Bulldogs as they enter into Longhorn territory. Looks like the ball's going to be set at the Buena Vista 38 or 39-yard line. 8 minutes, 50 seconds on the clock. Ball's going to be spotted at the far hash mark as Hernandez gets his team back in the IRI formation. It's going to be a false start on the Bulldogs. So, that's going to set up a first and 20 for the Bulldogs. 8 minutes, 41 seconds. Ball's going to be on the far hash mark in the IRI. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff to McCown. Run on the near side. He's got a lot of room underneath him. He's going to get tackled after about a 7-8 yard gain. So it'll set up a second and 13 for the Bulldogs. The second and 13 for the Bulldogs after the run by McCown. The ball is going to be set at, it looks like, the Buena Vista 36-yard line on the near hash mark. Hernandez gets his team set. There's the snap. It's going to be handed off to McCown. Run on the far side this time with plenty of room to go. He's still on his feet. Goes down after the hit, but he's going to get a big gain on it. It won't be enough for a first down. It's going to be about a third and 3 for the Bulldogs, but McCown got the team into about the 25-yard line for the Longhorns. The third down is short. It's going to be less than 33, maybe 32. Ball's on the far hash mark. Ira I formation. There's the snap. Flag fly. It's going to be false start on the Bulldogs again. So it's going to be a false start on the Bulldogs, but it's going to set up a third and short, and now it's going to be a third and 6 or 7 for the Bulldogs with 7 minutes 20 seconds left on the clock in the first quarter. And it's going to be tackled. McCallum is tackled for a huge loss by the Bulldogs. It's going to be a 4th and 13 now for Ira.
Sorry, should be left in.
Should be back for some Bulldogs football. So, Bulldogs ball. Sorry, I went away to figure out what's going on with the broadcast. So, where are we at? It's 3rd down and 7, 5:20 left on the clock. Bulldogs are down inside the 10-yard line. It's 3rd and 1 for the Bulldogs. The ball's going to be set at about the 8-yard line. Hernandez gets his team set, and it looks like there's going to be a flag is what they said on the intercom, but I want to say maybe it's a timeout. Yeah, it's going to be timeout, Bulldogs. So just to reset, it's going to be 3rd and 1 for the Bulldogs coming from the Longhorn 8-yard line. 4 minutes, 59 seconds left in the first quarter. All tied up here with zero as the Bulldogs have driven all the way down the field and find themselves in scoring territory. One of the sponsors for the broadcast is Prosperity Bank. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Albert Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Pizza Inn of Snyder. Pizza Inn has all-day pizza buffet, plus a large salad bar every day from 11 to 9 and 11 to 5 on Sunday. Pizza Inn has been making pizzas in Snyder since 1978 and has been locally owned by the Hurley family for 28 years. Our crew makes all the dough fresh every day. It's never frozen. And they have a convenient pickup window for to-go orders. And delivery is available through DoorDash. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Sonic Drive-In in Snyder. Sonic has supported the Bulldogs since its opening in 1970. Sonic is located on College Avenue in Snyder. They have happy hour every day at 2 or 4:30 or enjoy half-price drinks all day when you use the Sonic app and order ahead. My family's favorite is to order when you leave Ira, and by the time you get to Snyder, it's ready to roll for you. So thank you, Prosperity Bank, Pizza and Sonic, for sponsoring these broadcasts. Now, all right, it's going to be Bulldog ball again, 3rd and 1. Ball set at the near hash mark. There's the snap. Pitch back to McCown. McCown's got the first down and made the touchdown as he walked into the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs! That's going to put the Bulldogs up early. 4 minutes, 55 seconds left. McCown rushes in for a Bulldog touchdown. And now it's going to be Jared Cabrera who's kicking for the Bulldogs tonight. Rios is the snapper. Cabrera is the kicker. I can't see who the holder is. There's a snap, the hold, the kick. The ball is up. And it's good! So that's going to put the Bulldogs up 8-0. Early in the game, 4 minutes and 55 seconds left on the clock. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Anytime Fitness. Anytime Fitness is 24-7 access to their gym, access to over 4,000 Anytime Fitness gyms across the world, personal and team training available, nutritional coaching is available, personal showers, hydro massage, standing bed, nutritional supplements, and every member receives a free Get Started plan. That's Anytime Fitness. Another sponsor for the broadcast is West Texas State Bank, serving Scurry County and the local area since 1950. A local board of directors, and their mission is to provide friendly and professional financial services. They're big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. Access to your bank via their lobby, drive-in, and online internet. Online internet mobile app is available with telebank and 2 ATMs. Thank you, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, and all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. Bulldogs are going to kick off with the wind in their face. 4 minutes, 55 seconds left, but they take off. It's Cabrera who's the kicker. There's the kick. It's high and in the middle of the field. It's going to be picked up by Buena Vista. Number four, Lopez by Buena Vista, who tried to run on the inside, is hit by several Bulldogs, is brought down without getting much of a return. But it was a somewhat short kick into the wind. So it's going to be first and 15 for Buena Vista from about their 28-yard line. They've got the wind at the back, but the sun is in their face as this dominant dog defense takes the field. Buena Vista is going to send two receivers to the near side, one in the backfield. There's the snap. It's going to be a hitch back to number two is running. As the Bulldogs bring down the carrier, not after he gains about 7 yards. That was number two for Buena Vista, Griffin. So it's going to be second and 9 for the Longhorns. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left in the game, or in the first quarter. Same formation, two receivers to the near side, one in the backfield. There's a snap. This time it's going to be handoff underneath. He's got some room to room. There's no Bulldogs around. There's a flag on the field. We'll see what he says. But it's Cortez for the Longhorns who's able to run it into the end zone. Now there is a flag down back over here. We'll see if it fell out of a pocket. So that was just a handoff underneath. But they were able to squirt on out to the near side. And then once Cortez got some run to room, he's very quick. They're going to wave the flag off. It just fell out of his pocket. So the Longhorns score on a long run. That's going to put the score at 8-6 with 4 minutes and 11 seconds left. Longhorns are going to try to kick a field goal. Ayala is the kicker. Huertas is the holder. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. Low, blocked by the Bulldogs. And so the score is going to remain 8-6. Bulldogs leading with 4 minutes and 11 seconds left in the first quarter. Our sponsor for these broadcasts is Mitch Hall and Snyder, your local GM dealership that wants to take care of your vehicle sales, service, and parts. Our number one goal is customer satisfaction and building a long-term relationship with our customers. Our sponsor for the broadcast is Legacy Fuels, established in 1937. They sell propane, fuel, bulk oils, and case goods. Thank you, Mitch Hall and Legacy Fuels, for sponsoring these broadcasts. Bulldogs leading 8-6 with 4 minutes and 11 seconds left in the first quarter. Feels like the wind just picked up a little bit, blowing right into the Bulldogs' face. However, the sun is setting at their back. The last offensive drive for the Bulldogs, they were able to methodically work down the field and get a touchdown. Buena Vista seems like they're going to be more of a quick strike team. They've got lots of speed and some pretty good-sized football players on the team, but the Bulldogs leading right now. Longhorns get their team, they kick it in with that onside deep kick, and it's going to go right out the back of the goalpost, so they don't, they break the huddle, run like it's an onside kick, but that's twice in a row that they kicked it right out of the back of the end zone. So it's going to be first and 15 for the Bulldogs from their 20-yard line. 4 minutes, 11 seconds left. Bulldogs leading as the sun's set behind some clouds right now. But they're going into the wind. Hernandez gets his team in the IRA-I formation. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to McCown on the near side. McCown cuts back. He's hit by several Buena Vista players, but not before he gets about 4 yards. So it's going to be a second and 11 for the Bulldogs. The clock's at 4 minutes and running. McCown got the ball up to the 24-yard line. It's going to be set back at the near hash. Bulldogs break the huddle. Iron high formation. There's the snap. It's going to be handed up to Weaver around on the far side. Weaver cuts it up the middle, but not before he gets about 4 more yards. Maybe 5. So it's going to be a 3rd and 6 for the Bulldogs. The ball's going to be spotted right on the 30-yard line. That's going to be set right in the middle of the field. 3 minutes, 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 8-6. There's the snap. Hernandez gets it to McCown. McCown running on the near side. Cuts it back up in the middle. He's still on his feet. Into the freaking air. Still on his feet. Puts it through several defenders. He's going to have plenty for a first down. It's going to push the ball into the Longhorn territory, and he flips 30. He got the ball at the Iowa 30. He takes it all the way over to the Longhorn 30. It'll be first and 15 from there. Ball 3 sets the far hash mark at the big run by the senior McCallum. 3 minutes, 55 seconds left. Bulldogs leading by 2, 8-6. Hernandez gets his team set. This time it's in a little bit of a different formation. It's a tree formation. There's a snap. It's going to be hand off to McCallum. Run on the near side. McCallum breaks through. He's still on his feet on the near side. He's going to walk right into the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Cody McCoy with the carry scores right on the near side of a J formation. So the Bulldogs are now leading 14-6 with Cabrera coming in to kick the field goal. It's Hernandez the holder, Rios the snapper, Cabrera the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up, and it's good. So that's going to put the Bulldogs up 10 now. 16-6 with 2 minutes and 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Snyder Iron and Metal. Snyder Iron and Metal has 5 locations. Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, car bodies, iron, and tin with structural pipe and rods available. That's Snyder Iron and Metal. The Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers is another sponsor for these broadcasts, providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for your free quote. So thank you, Snyder Iron and Metal, Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers, and all the other sponsors for supporting these Ira Bulldogs broadcast. Bulldogs take a 10-point lead with 2 minutes and 35 seconds left in the first quarter after 2 touchdowns, both runs by McCallum and Cabrera kicking both field goals. So, the Longhorns send back their speedster in Huertes. Cabrera gets the ball set in the middle. He kicks it. It's going to be high and short again. It's going to be caught, and the Longhorn falls down. It was number 4, Aiden Lopez, who caught the ball, but he fell. Wasn't able to run it back, and so it's going to pin the Longhorns deep. Now, what we saw, look at the score. They won their game last week, 82-74, I believe. And what we saw in the first drive is they are very quick, especially number 13, Huertes. And so the Bulldogs were able to stop some runs. They did a little bit of trickery, handed off underneath. They got him in space, and he took it about 50 yards for a touchdown. So the Bulldog defense is going to have their stuff cut out for them this week. But I believe them. Longhorns get the team set. Get back. It's going to be a handoff to, I can't tell who, but he was tackled, maybe 3-yard gain. It's going to be a 2nd and 12 for the Longhorns. I think that was number 6, Valderez, for the Longhorns, who was the carrier. 2 minutes, 12 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading by 10, 16-6. Ball's going to be set into near hash mark. It looks like the Longhorns have a pretty similar offensive strategy to the Bulldogs. Lots of runs. But they come out of some different formations than the Bulldogs do. This time they're going to come with 2 tailbacks behind the quarterback. There's the snap. This time it's going to be a pass. Right as I say that, Rodriguez is the quarterback. He passes it to number 9, Galvin, for the completion. Galvin was able to get up for a 1st down before McCallum took him down. So that's going to be a 1st and 15 for the Longhorns from their own 35-yard line. So they're really trying to get their speedsters out on the edge and break off a long run. 1 minute, 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading by 10. Ball's going to be set at the far hash mark as the Longhorns get their team. Same formation. Quarterback under center. 2 running backs side by side in the backfield. There's the snap. This time it's going to be handoff underneath to Valderez. Valderez is brought down by 3 Bulldogs. Oh, I said Valderez. It was Griffin. Griffin was brought down by 3 Bulldogs before he got much of a gain. He got about maybe 5 yards on it. So it's going to be 2nd and 10 for the Longhorns, and they just crept past midfield. The ball might be on the 40-yard line. It's going to be set at the far hash mark. 50 seconds left in the first quarter and counting. Rodriguez gets his team set. Pitch back this time is Griffin running on the near side. It's brought down quickly by the Bulldogs. That's number 9 for the Bulldogs. Jared Pena, who levels the hit on him, brings him down. Not before he gets a few yards, but it's going to be a 3rd and 6 for the Longhorns from their, from the Bulldogs' 35-yard line. 20 seconds left on the clock. Left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading by 10. Ball set at the near hash mark. Longhorns rotating some players and haven't broke the huddle yet. Break the huddle. Let's find the ball. They're going to come out in the same formation. Rodriguez gets his team set. Two running backs back to back. Pitches it back to Griffin on the far side. Griffin's got some room to run. McCown trying to take him down. McCown is able to bring him down. Not before he gets plenty for the first down. They're going to be brought down. Griffin's going to be brought down. Oh, there's a flag on the play. We'll see. It's enough for a first down unless the flags are against the Longhorns. We'll see what they call. If you heard the buzzer at the end of the first quarter, it's going to be holding against the Longhorns. It's going to bring that run back. That was Griffin with the run. He was able to run on the far side. Senior McCallum brought him down. It would have been enough for a first down, but instead, it's going to be a 10-yard penalty, so it's going to set up about a 3rd and 15, maybe a little longer, maybe a little shorter, just depending on exactly where they get it when we come out at the end of the first quarter. So, at the end of the first quarter, Bulldogs leading the Longhorns 16-6. Wind's blowing in their face, the sun setting behind them. Lights come on, and we'll see. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is the First Church of God in Ira. The Ira First Church of God is building a community of believers through biblical preaching and making Jesus the subject. We offer Sunday school classes for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by our morning worship at 11. Our Wednesday blast, Bible learning and sharing together for children, youth, and adults, begins at 6 p.m. with a meal, followed by age-graded classes at 7. If you're looking for a church home, Pastor Rocky and Pastor Susan invite you to join this week. Go Bulldogs! Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service and multiplication. Sunday school is available for all ages at 10 a.m. with a worship service at 11, with book-by-book, verse-by-verse, expository preaching, and community groups scheduled throughout the week with youth and kids on Wednesdays. For more information, visit fbciira.com or check them out on Facebook and Instagram. So thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts as we come out of the quarter change. Bulldogs leading by 10, 16-6. The ball is going to be set at the Longhorns 35-yard line now. It's going to be a 3rd and 16 for the Longhorns after the penalty. And the Longhorns are now going to be going into the wind, and the Bulldogs will be going into the sun, so the sun is hidden by a cloud right now. There's a snap. It's going to be handed off to Griffin, who's laying on the near side. He's breaking through. He's still on his feet, running tight to the sideline. McCown dives. He's able to get him, and it's going to be a touchdown, Longhorns. Again, this Longhorn team has a lot of speed, and they are trying to get it out on the edge. Both of their touchdowns have come on long runs. I don't think they're a team that's going to methodically work down the field. It looks like they're going to be a quick strike team from all over the field. So it's really the game that's going to come down to who can make their field goals and who the defense can step up and get a stop. They send out number 14, Ayala, for the field goal attempt. He missed the last one. There's a chance to hold the kick. The ball is up, and it's going to be no good. It goes to the left of the field goal post, so that's going to be a big advantage to the Bulldogs. They're now leading 16-12 with 9 minutes and 50 seconds left in the half. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Mitch. Oh, sorry. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is the Ira Booster Club. On behalf of the Ira Booster Club, we wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs athletic and academic success over the coming year. New sponsor this week for the broadcast is S. McCallum Photography with Volume Sports Photography, Senior Photography, Portrait Photography, Game Day Photography. Mention this ad and you get a 20% discount on a personal session for new bookings only. So thank you, Summer, at S. McCallum Photography, the Athletic, the Booster Club, and all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. If you or your company would like to sponsor some of these broadcasts, talk to Mr. Jones, and he will get you all the information that you need. So Bulldogs are going to receive the kick this time. The Longhorns are going to have to kick into the wind. So the Bulldogs will get it and go left to right. If you're looking at the football field with the wind at their back, the sun would be in their face, but it is behind a set of clouds right now. And temperature is starting to cool down from the mid-90s that it was earlier. Bulldogs send McCallum back deep. They've got Hatley and Pena in the middle. And the Longhorns break the huddle, and then there's that kick. This time it is an actual onside kick, and the Bulldogs are going to recover the ball. Okay, there's number 8, Zane Allen, who falls on the ball. That was an actual onside kick. I see what they're doing now. They pretend to run into the onside kick, and he will either kick it out of the back of the end zone, or he will do a real onside kick. So that Bulldog front line is going to have to be ready every time. But Allen falls on it. It's going to be a first and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 35-yard line. Ball's going to be set at the far hash mark. 8 minutes, 48 seconds is what's on the clock. Bulldogs leading by 4, 16-12. Hernandez gets his team set in the IRI. There's a snap. It's going to hand up to McCallum running on the near side. McCallum hits the edge. Still on his feet. He's up on his feet. Trying to break a couple tackles. It's about a 20-yard gain. 20 for the first down. Gets the ball deep into, almost into the red zone. Gets it to the 25-yard line of the Longhorns with 9:40 left on the clock. Longhorns have an injured player on the field, so we'll take a break from calling the game. Go through our sponsors again. Thank you for sponsoring these broadcasts. If you're a sponsor, they are Prosperity Bank, Pizza Inn of Snyder, Sonic Drive-In, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, Miss Hall, and Snyder, Legacy Fuel, Snyder Iron and Metal, Texas Farm Bureau with Stormy Agent Stormy Sellers, the First Church of God in Ira, the Ira Baptist Church, the Ira Booster Club, and S. McCallum Photography. All right, the injured player was able to stand up and walk off the field for the Longhorns. It's going to be a first and 15 from the Longhorn 25-yard line. Ball's going to be set at the near hash mark. It is 9:23 left in the half. There's the snap. It's going to be handoff underneath to Weaver. Weaver with a dive is able to get about 4 yards before he's taken down. So it's going to set up a second and around 10 for the Bulldogs. 9 minutes and counting left on the clock. Ball's going to be set at the Longhorn 21-yard line. As the Bulldogs have been able to methodically work down the field on all of their offensive drives and punch it in. Hernandez gets his team in the Ira High. There's a snap. It's going to be handoff underneath for Weaver again on the dive. Weaver's able to get 2-3 yards on the carry, so it's going to set up a 3rd and 8 for the Bulldogs. 8 minutes, 35 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 16-12 here in Imperial, Texas. Wind seems to pick up a little bit and is at the back of the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at the near hash mark. Ira I is set. There's the snap. It's back to McCown. Right on the far side this time. McCown cuts it back short. Not going to get a first down, but he's going to get about a 6-yard gain. So it's going to set up a big fourth down for the Bulldogs. It's going to be about a 4th and 4. Maybe 4.5. Maybe 3.5. 4th and 4 for the Bulldogs. 7 minutes, 55 seconds. The Bulldogs leading by 4. Fourth and 4 for the Bulldogs. Hernandez gets his team set in the Ira I formation. It's going to be a false start against Ira. This announcer, he is giving me. False start against the Bulldogs. They're going to back it up 5 yards, so it went from a 4th and 4 to about a 4th and 9 for the Bulldogs. 7 minutes, 38 seconds, and counting left in the half. Bulldogs leading 4-12. Breaks the huddle. Ball's going to be set at the far hash mark. Hernandez gets his team set. There's the set. Pitch back to McCown. Run to the near side. McCown's got a hole. Presses through. It's going to be stood up. Not going to be enough for the first down. So they're going to call it down. The Longhorn came up with the ball. McCown was about a yard short. Just not quite there. That offside penalty comes back to haunt the Bulldogs. So it's going to be Longhorn ball now. 7:17 left in the half. Bulldogs leading by 4, but needing a big defensive stop here. Imperial just now given in their play by the quarterback. Waiting for him to break the huddle. There they go. They're going to come out in a quarterback with a receiver on the near side of 1 in the backfield. There's a set pitch back to Griffin, who's looking to run. Cuts back on the inside of the field. Hit by several Bulldogs. It's going to be brought down after about a 6-yard gain. So it's going to set up a 2nd and 11 for the Longhorns. 6:58 seconds left and the half. Bulldogs leading by 4. Both teams are being pretty run-heavy. The Longhorns have some speedsters. The Bulldog defense is going to have to get them down before they can get to the edge. Ball is going to be at the Longhorn 19 on the near edge. There's the snap. This time it's a hand up underneath. No gain on it. Great defensive play. Huertas got it underneath. Tried to sneak one under the Bulldogs. That's what he scored on at the very beginning of the game. But the Bulldog defense puts an end to that run, so it's going to set up a, he gains maybe 0.5 yard, so it's going to be 3rd and 9 again. 6:15 left in the half. The Bulldog defense is playing really well right now. Sets the Longhorns up for a 3rd and long. Ball is still on the Longhorn 19-yard line. 6 minutes on the clock now. Ball's on the near hash mark. Rodriguez gets the snap. He's looking to pass the ball this time. He's taken by several Bulldog defenders. Is able to barely get the ball out before he's brought down. Hadley levels the receiver. He's able to get about a 1-2 yard gain. It's going to be a 4th and 7 for the Longhorns. Almost a sack by the Bulldog defense. So the Bulldog defense is setting up well. Needs a big stop here after a turnover on down. 5 minutes, 28 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading by 4. Longhorns send in the offense. They've got the quarterback Rodriguez under center. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch back to Griffin. Right on here. But Griffin's brought down. It's going to be a turnover on down. That was McCowan who just cut through the middle, saw the play, and brought him down immediately. Huge defensive stand by the Bulldogs. So it's going to be 1st and 15. For Ira from the Longhorns 22-yard line. The defense steps up in a huge way. Bulldogs leading by 4, but they will kick at half. 5 minutes, 15 seconds left. There's a snap. Brandon gets the ball. Look at the throw. He's got real deep. Just outside. Oh. Bulldogs tried to sneak one in. Hernandez with his first pass of the game. Had Rios, it was just, I mean, barely went off his fingers. So it's going to set up a 2nd and 15 for the Bulldogs from the Longhorns' 22-yard line. 5 minutes, 10 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs will kick at the start of the half, so this is a big offensive series for the Bulldogs. Ball set at the middle of the field. Hernandez gets his team in the Ira eye. There's the snap. It's going to be hand off to McCown. Run on the near side. McCown stiff arms one Longhorn. And is dragged down by another after about a 5-yard gain. So that'll set up a 2nd and 10 for the Bulldogs. 5 minutes, 55 seconds left in the half. It's going to be 3rd and 10. Not 2nd and 10. Sorry. Ball's going to be set at the near hash mark. 4:42 and counting. Bulldogs will kick it half, but the Bulldogs offense needs the score here to maintain and control this game as they lead right now 16-12. Ball is set at the Longhorn 16. There's the snap. Hernandez pitches it back to McCown. McCown cuts back. He's going to get in the middle of the field. He's going to get a little bit of a gain. It's not going to be enough for a first down. It's going to be a pretty long fourth down. Fourth and, let's say about seven. Fourth and seven. Ball's going to be set at the Longhorn 15-yard line. 4 minutes left on the clock. Bulldogs leading 16-12 with halftime looming and knowing that they're going to kick at halftime. The wind is at the Bulldogs' back. The sun is just about set. Hernandez gets his team set in the eye or eye. There's the snap. It's going to be a pass. Hernandez looking to throw the ball. He's got high three right in the end zone. It's going to be intercepted. Great play by the Longhorn defensive back. Ends up being okay for the Bulldogs. I know that sounds weird, but because he intercepted the ball instead of deflecting it, he cost his team 7 yards. They would have got the ball at the Bulls at the Longhorn 15. Instead, the Longhorns are going to take over at their own 7. So it was a beautiful interception. But Weaver was able to play smart, tag him for a huge loss. So let's say it was a 7-yard punt for our record-keeping purposes. 3 minutes, 38 seconds left, Longhorn ball. Hernandez is under center. There's a snap. He's going to pitch back to Griffin. Griffin running on the far side. Hit by several Bulldogs and a flag on the play. We'll see exactly what's called. Griffin. The Griffin was able to get about 5 yards, but they call a holding, which is going to bring him back even more. Trying to see where they're going to set the ball. They're going to go back from the line of scrimmage, and they're going to walk it back 5 yards. The ball's going to be set now at the Longhorn 4-yard line. It's going to be a first and 19. They didn't have 10 yards. It was half the distance to the goal. 3 minutes, 29 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 16-12. With the Longhorns pinned deep in their own territory. Hernandez gets his team under center. He's got Griffin in the backfield. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to Griffin underneath. Griffin still on his feet. Run right to the middle, and he's brought down by Rios. Is able to get to the 10, which is going to be about a, oh, I don't know, 7-8 yard gain. It's going to set up a second and 13 for the Longhorns. 3 minutes left and counting in the half. Bulldogs leading 16-12. 2 minutes, 55 seconds. Longhorns taking their time, sending in the play. Now, the Longhorn defense is pinned back deep, but they have scored their 2 touchdowns that come on long runs. They tried to pass the ball against the Bulldogs. Haven't had much success with it with a few plays they tried. Griffin's been the main running back for them, but, and that's who it'll be this time, I assume. Hernandez with the ball under center. There's the snap. Longhorns jump offside. That's going to push him back even more. 2 minutes and 20 seconds left, 30 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs jump outside, which should be a 5-yard penalty, which it is. It's going to put the ball at their own 5-yard line. So it's going to set up a second and 18 for the Longhorns. So the clock is running at 2:20 right now. Longhorns send in the speedy Huertes from the sideline. Griffin and Huertes are the two that scored for the Longhorns, but Griffin has been the bell cow back. Bulldogs hit their defense set. Hernandez under center. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch to Griffin. Run on the far side. He's hit by several Bulldog defenders and brought down after he gains about 4, maybe 5. We'll see exactly where they spot it. It's going to be a 4-yard gain, so it's going to be a 3rd and, I'm going to say 14 for the Longhorns. Minute 50 seconds and counting. Ball is at the Longhorn 90-yard line. The Bulldog defense has done a great job of keeping the Longhorns down here deep, but let's not sleep on them. They are a speedy team who can score from anywhere on the field. The Bulldog defense really stepped up the last 2 defensive series and looking to hold the Longhorns to not scoring before the half. Hernandez breaks the huddle. He's got Huerte in the backfield. Griffin is out. There's the snap. Huerte gets the ball, looking to throw it. He's going to toss it. McCown intercepts the ball! McCown intercepts the ball! He's still on his feet! He's going to walk into the end zone for a touchdown! No flags! Bulldogs score! having himself a heck of a game. Two rushing touchdowns and one interception, a pick six as the kids call it, which is going to put the Bulldogs up 22-12 with a minute and 9 seconds left. Cabrera back to kick for the Bulldogs. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball is up, and it's good. Going to put the Bulldogs up even more, so it's going to be 24-12. Bulldogs leading the Longhorns here in Imperial, Texas, with a minute and 9 seconds left in the half. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Prosperity Bank. Proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs, Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Pizza Inn of Snyder. Pizza Inn has an all-day pizza buffet plus a large salad bar every day from 11 to 9 and 11 to 5 on Sunday. Pizza Inn has been making pizza in Snyder since 1978. It's been locally owned by the Hurley family for 28 years. Our crew makes all of the pizza dough fresh every day. It's never frozen. And there's a convenient pickup window for to-go orders, and delivery is available through DoorDash. Thank you, Prosperity Bank and Pizza Inn, for sponsoring these broadcasts, and thank you for all the sponsors who support the Iowa Bulldogs. Bulldogs leading 24-12 after a huge pick six by McCallum. He has rushed for two touchdowns. He has had an interception and a touchdown there. So the Bulldogs well in control of this game. There's 1 minute, 9 seconds left. Bulldogs going to kick off here. Need to have a big defensive stand. Cabrera's got his hand up. There's the kick with Lindsay's back. The ball is going to sail back. Huerte drops the ball, picks it up at his 1 yard line. It's running at his 10, at his 15. Still on his feet as he gets to about the 25 yard line before he's brought down by this Bulldog defense. So they're going to spot him at the 27 yard line. 1 minute left in the half. Bulldogs will kick at halftime. So a huge defensive series for the Bulldogs. Now the Longhorns have the wind blowing in their face. It feels like it has settled a little bit, but it does kind of gust up every now and then. Hernandez is going to get there. Griffin is back in the game. Hernandez gets it back. He's going to try to throw the ball. He hits, but it reels. And it's going to be, toss the ball up. It's going to be an incompletion, I think. Rios hit him, he fought to stay on his feet, he tossed the ball up. We're going to see exactly what they're going to call here. Goodwin is wanting to ask a question. There's going to be a flag. The referees are talking about it. Rios is not blocked, hit the quarterback immediately. Hernandez, as he's trying to throw the ball. There's 55 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading by 24-12. Huge defensive series for the Bulldogs. It's intentional grounding. So, Rios was about to sack him. He tosses the ball up, so it would be an incomplete pass, but he was out of the tackle, and so it's going to be intentional grounding. It's going to back him up. Well, they're not even going to do anything. So, it's going to be a second and 20 now for the Longhorns. It's pitched back to Griffin. Griffin's got the ball, cuts it up the middle. He's hit by several Bulldogs. Weaver's there. Rios is there. Pena's there to bring him down. 45 seconds left and counting. It's going to be a third and 10 from about the 32-yard line of the Longhorns. Bulldogs leading by 12 as the clock continues to trickle down. 35 seconds left. Bulldog defense needs to keep the Longhorns out of the end zone. This time they're going to send a receiver to the far side. Griffin's in the backfield. We'll see, there's a timeout by the Bulldogs. So Longhorns come out in a different formation. The ball's set at midfield, and they send a receiver way far to their sideline. And Goodwin calls a timeout with 25 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading by 12. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Sonic Drive-In. Sonic has supported the Bulldogs since its opening in 1970. Sonic is located in College Avenue, on College Avenue in Snyder. They have happy hour every day from 2 to 4:30, or you can enjoy their half-price drinks all day when you order ahead at the Sonic app. at Sonic Drive-In in Snyder. Another sponsor of these broadcasts is Anytime Fitness. 24/7 access to the gym, access to 4,000 Anytime Fitness gyms across the world, personal and team training, nutritional coaching is available, personal shower, hydro massage, tanning beds, nutritional supplements, and every member receives a free Get Started plan. Head on over to Anytime Fitness. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is West Texas State Bank, serving Scurry County and local areas since 1950. A local board of directors, their mission is to provide friendly, professional financial services. They're big enough to serve you, get small enough to know you. Access their bank via their lobby, drive-in, online, mobile bank, telebank, or their two ATMs. So thank you, Sonic, Anytime Fitness, and West Texas State Bank for sponsoring these broadcasts. Bulldogs leading by 12, 25 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs will kick at halftime, so huge defensive series. Hernandez is going to get under center. He's going to have Griffin in the backfield, and Valdera is in the backfield. Hernandez looking to throw the ball. He's chased by several Bulldogs. Dumps it short to Griffin. Griffin's still on his feet. Hit by Weaver, and it's going to be brought down. It should be enough for a first down, but there's going to be a timeout by the Longhorns. So it's a first down for the Longhorns. The ball's going to be moved up to, looks like, around the 40-yard line. 17.4 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading by 12, but the Longhorns can get big chunk plays in a hurry. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Mitch Hall and Snyder, your local GM dealer that wants to take care of your vehicle sales, service, parts, and needs. The number one goal is customer satisfaction and building a long-term relationship with their customers. That's Mitch Hall and Snyder. Legacy Fuels is another sponsor for the broadcast. Established in 1937, they sell propane, fuel, bulk oils, and cased goods. That's Legacy Fuels. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Snyder Iron and Metal. Five locations, Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. They pay top prices for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, carbide, iron, and tin. And they have structural pipe and rods available. That's Snyder Iron and Metal. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers, providing insurance coverage for your auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. All right, Longhorns breaks the huddle. Bulldogs breaks the huddle. There's 17 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading by 12 with a huge defensive series for the Bulldogs. It's first and 15, not that that matters much. Hernandez gets under center. He's got Griffin in the backfield, who's been his main back. It's going to be a snap. Hernandez looking to throw the ball. He's hit by Henry. He's tackled. It's complete. The receiver's burned down immediately. Griffin, there's an injured player. Hernandez was tackled. There is a flag. It looks like it's probably going to be a horse collar on the Bulldogs. Yes. So the pass was complete. There's 10 seconds left on the clock. There's a penalty on the Bulldogs. Don Hadley, who was able to get to the quarterback quickly. I mean, Hernandez just lobbed that ball up, and he got lucky that he had a receiver there. I guess the Longhorns get a timeout because they're keeping on the field in a huddle, but there's not been a timeout called as they're trying to sort through what to do. The referees, the White Hat's talking to Goodwin. The others are, just standing around. The Longhorns have a team huddle going on. There's 10 seconds left on the clock. The Bulldog defense is still on the field. The Bulldogs leading by 12. There's not been a timeout call. I don't really know what's going on. It's a horse collar on the Bulldogs. Roughing the passer? They called that roughing the passer. And the Longhorns called a timeout. Now that they've been in a timeout for what seems like 30 minutes. The referees are out. Like, the Bulldogs had their team huddled up on the field during the penalty when they were sorting it out. The referee called a timeout for the Longhorns. And then the referee says it's a timeout, Longhorns. The Bulldogs huddle up, the Longhorns break the huddle, and now they're trying to figure out what exactly is being called here. Goodwin is out upset with the White Hat because they are pretty much giving the Longhorns a free timeout after what was called a pass interference penalty, which is a pretty poor penalty. He was being tackled as he threw the ball. It should have been a horse collar, if anything. That's going to set them up with a first and goal. That's how bad that moves it up. There's 10 seconds left on the clock. The Bulldogs defense pinned deep into their own territory. Hopefully the Bulldogs can do some bend but not break here. Bulldogs aren't going to get a timeout. They're going to walk the ball back some more. Goodness gracious, I have no idea what's going on. So it's a 10-yard penalty now. It's going to be a first and 15, but the Longhorns have the ball at, maybe the 20-yard line, the Bulldogs 20. All right, let's play some football. Let's talk about fantasy. Hernandez is in the shotgun. He's got Griffin to his right. And the referees blow the whistle. It's going to be a timeout. So some exciting football as the referees gave the Longhorns a free timeout. The Bulldogs have to spend one when they come out in a unique formation. But right now it's 24-12 with 10 seconds left in the half. Longhorns sitting at their 20-yard line at the Bulldogs 20. And the sponsor for the broadcast is the Ira First Church of God, building a community of believers for biblical preaching and making Jesus the subject. We offer Sunday school classes for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by our morning worship at 11. Our Wednesday blast, Bible learning and sharing together for children, youth, and adults, begins at 6 p.m. with a meal, followed by age-graded classes at 7. If you're looking for a church home, Pastor Rocky and Youth Pastor Susan invite you to join us this week. Go Bulldogs. Bulldogs break the huddle, head on out into the field. The Longhorns break their huddle. See if they come out in the same formation. There's 10 seconds on the clock still. The Bulldogs are sitting at about the Longhorns are sitting at the Bulldogs 20-yard line. It's a first and 15. The half is coming. Bulldogs will kick at half. This is huge. Hernandez is in the backfield. It's to Griffin. Griffin hands Hernandez. It's to Griffin. Haley, he's put that way. Huge sack. 3 seconds left on the clock. The Longhorns call a timeout. There's 3 seconds left on the clock after a huge sack by the senior, Shady Baby Hadley. So 3 seconds left. Bulldogs lead by 12. It's going to be a second and 14 for the Longhorns. And there's yet another timeout in what is shaping up to be a slow but exciting six-man football game. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Ira Baptist Church, seeking to make disciples who make disciples to the Gospel Center, preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. With Sunday school classes for all ages at 10 a.m. and worship service at 11, with expository, book-by-book, verse-by-verse preaching, community groups on Sunday night, youth and kids on Wednesdays with the meal. For more information, head on over to fbciira.com, or you can check out their Facebook and Instagram page. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Ira Athletic, the Ira Booster Club. On behalf of the Ira Booster Club, we wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs athletic and academic success over the coming school year. Another sponsor for the broadcast is S. McCallum Photography, with volume for senior portrait and game day photography available. You mentioned this ad. You mentioned that you heard it from the guy whose face is made for radio, and Summer will give you a 20% discount on full personal sessions for new bookings only. So, thank you to all of the sponsors for these broadcasts and what is most likely the last play of the half and a big play. The Bulldogs will kick at half. So if the Longhorns score here, they'll have an opportunity to score after half, and they're down by 12. Longhorns get up there. Hernandez is in shot. Then he's got Griffin to his right. He's got two receivers to the left. There's a snap. Pitches it to Griffin. Griffin's looking to run. He's hit by Weaver. He's going to throw it down for no touchdown. No flags on the play. Bulldogs are going to go into the half leading by 12. Huge defense this series for the Bulldogs as they hold the Longhorns scoreless. Longhorns are able to come out of the gate and score two big plays. The Bulldog defense has stepped up since then, not allowed a touchdown, and has been able to score every possession except for one, where then McCallum kicked six. So Bulldogs are leading 12-24 as we get into halftime against the Buena Vista Longhorns. So right now there's 14 minutes left on the clock. Both teams are heading in. I'm going to take a short break, and we'll be with you momentarily for some more Ira Bulldog football. And we're back. Bulldogs just come out at halftime. All right, so 2 minutes left in the half. The mascot for the Longhorns is getting pretty groovy on the sideline. The Bulldogs leading 24-12 here at Imperial against the Buena Vista Longhorns. Let me update you on some scores. Actually, I got some stats for us from Ms. Goodwin. So far, the Bulldogs have run 23 plays to the Longhorns, 17. The Bulldogs are averaging 7.4. The Longhorns are averaging 9.6. The Bulldogs have 170 yards of offense. The Bulldogs, the Longhorns have 164. So pretty evenly matched. Bulldogs are getting bigger chunk plays, but the Longhorns are getting bigger chunk plays, but the Bulldogs have had more possession. The Longhorns have passed it 3 times. They've completed 2 of those passes. The Bulldogs have run the ball 21 times. The Longhorns have run it 14 times. Skim through. Both teams have 1 turnover. The Longhorns have 6 penalties for 35 yards. The Bulldogs have 4 for 30 yards. Let me skim through just a few more of these. The Bulldogs have 6 first down. The Longhorns have 5. Leading for the Bulldogs in rushing is McCallum, who's already at 145 yards and 2 touchdowns. Weaver designed in with 25 yards. For the Longhorns, it is Griffin who is leading the rushing attack with 93 yards and a touchdown. And then Huerte has 49 yards and a touchdown. And then defensive-wise, Hatley is leading the Bulldogs with 5.5 tackles. Weaver is second with 3 tackles. McCallum has 2.5. Pena has 2. Allen has 1.5. Rios has 1.5. So the Bulldogs doing a stout defensive job. Longhorns are out on the field, ready to roll. Cabrera has it. The Bulldogs had a huge defensive stand this last time around. Ball falls off the tee, but Cabrera is going to kick it in just a second, and we'll start the second half as the Bulldogs are leading by 12 here in Imperial against the Longhorns. Cabrera kicks the ball into the wind, going from right to left. It's going to be picked up by Griffin, I believe. No, it's not Griffin. It's going to be Huerte, who is brought down by the Bulldogs. He's not going to get much of a gain on the run. It's just pinning the Longhorns back at about their own 20, maybe 21-yard line. So it's going to be first and 15 for the Longhorns. They're going left to right. They have the wind at their back. So Bulldogs come out with a huge defensive stand, have been able to step up defensively in the second quarter and continue to score methodically, which is what this Bulldog offense is. Longhorns going to come in with a receiver to the far side, 1 in the backfield. There's the snap. Hernandez gets it, pitches it to Griffin. Griffin trying to run, hit by Hatch in the backfield, and Weaver. That's going to be a tackle for a 1-yard gain. So it's going to be a 2nd and 14 now for the Bulldogs, or for the Longhorns. Ball's going to be set at the 21-yard line of the Longhorns. Hatley and Weaver in on that tackle together. Hernandez is going to get under center. Under center, there's the snap. It's going to be a pitch back to Griffin running on the far side. He's going to be brought down. This time it's number 8 for the Bulldogs. Allen with the tackle. The runner was able to get maybe a yard or two, so it's going to be a 3rd and 12 for the Longhorns. The announcer said 3rd and 12, but it's 3rd and 11. Or the opposite of 11. It's 3rd and 12 for the Longhorns. Ball's going to be set in the middle of the field. Hernandez is going to get under center. Send a receiver to the near side of 1 in the backfield. There's his snap. Hernandez looking to throw the ball. Some good cover by the Bulldogs. He's going to try to toss it short. He dumps it to Hernandez, or to Griffin. Griffin's going to be tackled by Rios. is going to be able to, the one who brings Hernandez down. There's flags all over. We'll see exactly what's called. Looks like the Longhorns might have jumped off sides, but they should have called that earlier if it was. We'll see what the White Hat says. He's talking to the other officials here, but there is two, maybe three flags down. Bulldogs look happy, so I'm guessing it's against the Longhorns. Here's the White Hat signal. It's going to be against the Longhorns. Personal foul against Buena Vista. So they were at the 22. Their own 22. That's going to push them back way far into their own backfield. 8 minutes, 41 seconds left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading by 12, 24-12. So still, Goodwin is talking to the White Hat. Waiting to see exactly what they're going to do, if they're going to still waiting to see what we're going to do. It looks like they're going to take the penalty. So this is going to back up. The Longhorns were at the 23-yard line. That's going to push them back now 15 yards. So that's going to set up the Longhorn offense at their own 10. So it's going to be a third and about 25, four, maybe, oh, third and more than that. 26, 27 for the Longhorns. Longhorns are sending all their players now. Ready to play some six-man ball. 8 minutes, 41 seconds left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading by 12. Ball's going to be set at the near hash mark. Hernandez under center. He's got a receiver behind, or a running back behind the receiver to the near side. He's going to roll out, hand it off to number 12, to Griffin. Griffin's going to be brought down after he gains about 10, which will set him back up at the 20. So it's going to be a 4th and 15. Maybe 4th and 16 as they spotted there for the Longhorns. So 4th and 16 for the Longhorns. The Bulldog defense is looking strong after giving up 2 touchdowns early. Hernandez is going to be in the shotgun this time with Griffin next to him. Griffin gets the ball. He kicks it to Hernandez. Hernandez looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it back over his shoulder. He's got an open receiver, and it's going to be caught with no one around him. It was caught by Duarte. Looks like it was just a breakdown in coverage by the Bulldogs. Hernandez rolled out to the left side and then turned and threw it all the way back across the field to the near sideline for a touchdown. It looked really similar to one of the passes that Dan Crowley had last week. So that's going to put the score at 24-18 with the Longhorns looking for a field goal. There's the snap. The snap bubbles. The holder picks up the run and he's going to toss it, and it's going to be caught. So it'll be a one-point game for the Longhorns. They were trying to kick it, but they bobbled the hold. So that's going to put the score 24-19 with 7 minutes. 57 seconds left in the third quarter. Bulldog defense was able to stop the run from the Longhorns, but the Longhorns were able to sneak a long pass in against the Bulldogs early in the third quarter. I want to say a quick thank you to all the sponsors for these broadcasts: Prosperity Bank, Pizza Inn & Snyder, Sonic Drive-In, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, Mitch Hall, Snyder, Legacy Steel, Snyder Iron & Metal, Texas Farm Bureau, Agent Stormy Sellers, the First Church of God in Iowa, Ira Baptist Church, the Ira Booster Club, and S. McCowan Photography. Thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts. If you or your business would like to be a sponsor for these, talk to Mr. Jones, and he will get you the information that you need. The Bulldogs return team is going to have the wind at their face. McCowan is going to be set back deep. We're going to have Hadley and Pena in the middle. And then Rios, White, and Allen at the front line. The kickoff for Buena Vista, they pretend like it's an onside kick. Sometimes it is, and sometimes they kick it deep. This time they pretend. They kick it deep, and McCown gets it in the end zone, and he's out. Taking out the run, he's at the 10, at the 15, at the 20. Still on his feet. He's going to be brought down by several Longhorns. torn defenders, but great choice by the senior McCown. He gives the Bulldogs field position at their own 23-yard line as opposed to the 20. So the Bulldog offense is going to head to the field. Tonight, the Bulldog offense has methodically walked down the field and failed to score on every drive except for one. But on the ensuing defensive series, McCown picked the ball off and scored a touchdown. So Bulldogs leading by 5, 24-19 with 7 minutes, 50 seconds left. Hernandez gets his team set. There's a step at the end up underneath two. Weaver. Weaver is able to wiggle through for about a 3-yard gain. Gets the ball up to the Bulldog 25-yard line. Have a set up a second, and we'll call it 12. Second and 12 for the Bulldogs. Ball committed at the near hash mark. 7 minutes, 29 seconds left, and counting. All right. Bulldogs get set up in the Ira I formation. Hernandez under center. There's the snap. This time it's pitched back to McCown. McCown throwing a hit early. He's able to break a couple tackles, pushing the pile. So he's going to get a gain. It's not going to be much. We'll see exactly where they take forward momentum. Stop. McCown was hit early, able to squirt through to get about maybe a 1 or 2 yard gain. We'll say 2. It's going to be 3rd and 10 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set in the middle of the field. 6 minutes and 49 seconds left in the third quarter. Longhorns looking for a stop, trying to catch back up in the game. Bulldogs looking to keep the drive going. 3rd and 10. Ball's going to be set at the 27-yard line on the far hash mark. Ooh, flags everywhere. Somebody jumped. The announcer is very good at deciding what the penalty is before anybody has said anything. And he's annoyingly right most of the time. So it's going to be an offside on the Bulldogs, which is going to set them back to the 23, which is going to be a 3rd and 15. 3rd and 15 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at the 22.5 yard line. 6 minutes, 29 seconds left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading by 5, 24-19. Bulldogs break the huddle and looks like they're in a punch formation. There's the snap. McCown's got the ball. McCown's going to run it. It's not a punt. He's going to cut back on the inside. Still in his feet. Brings a few tackles. Puts it on the near side. And it's going to be close to the first down marker. We'll see exactly where they mark. It's going to be a gain of about 13 yards for the senior McCown, who has been clutch for the Bulldogs tonight. When they need a big play, he has been there. Now it's going to be 4th and 2 for the Bulldogs. 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading by 5, ball's going to be set at the near hash mark. All right, huge 4th down play for the Bulldogs. 4th and 2, gets in the I-R-I formation. There's a snap, it's going to be handoff to McCown, looking for 2 yards, and he's going to get it past them. Still on his feet, comes back on the inside, breaks through 3 or 4 tackles before he's brought down. It's going to be more than enough for a first down for the Bulldogs. 5 minutes, 37 seconds left, eight counting in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading by 5 after a big 4th down conversion. McCown is running like a man on a mission today with 2 rushing touchdowns and a pick 6. They're going to set the ball now at the Longhorn 30-yard line. It's going to be 1st and 15. And the ball is going to be set at the near half mark, 5:15 and counting on the clock. 24-19, Bulldogs lead. Bulldogs get set in the Ira I formation. Hernandez gets the ball, hands it up underneath to Weaver on a dime. Weaver's going to be brought down for about a 1 yard gain, maybe 2. See exactly where they mark it. We'll say a 2 yard gain, so it's going to be a 2nd and 13. Oh, no, more than that. A 4 yard gain by Weaver. I didn't think he got that far. So it's going to be a 2nd and 11 for the Bulldogs with 4 minutes and 40 seconds left in the game. Ball's going to be set near the middle of the field on the 30-yard line. In the IRI, there's the snap. It's going to be handoff to McCown on the near side. McCown's got the blocker down in front of him. He's going to plow through one defender, get to the second. He's still on his feet, crashing down the field. Not called down yet. It's going to be taken down way into the red zone just short of the goal line. I see exactly where they put it. From my vantage point, I'm on the field. All the players are there. I couldn't really see. It's going to be around the five-yard line. So it's going to be first and goal for the Bulldogs from around the goal line, from the five-yard line. 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 24-19. Hernandez gets his team set in the IRI formation. There's a snap. Pitch to McCallum. McCallum still on the feet, walking on the far side. Is able to scramble. Ooh, they're going to say he's down at the one-yard line. So it's going to set up a second and one for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set in the far hash mark. Ira leading by five, 3 minutes, 30 seconds, and counting on the clock. If the Bulldogs have been able to just milk the clock by methodically working the ball down the field, and the senior McCallum is just a man on a mission right now. Hernandez gets his team set. There's a snap. It's handoff to McCallum. McCallum's going to run right on in for the end zone. It's a touchdown. Bulldogs. That was Weaver. Weaver weaves it in for a touchdown. Bulldogs. That's going to put the Bulldogs up 30-19. With Cabrera coming on for the kick. Hernandez the holder, Rios the snapper, Cabrera the kicker. There's a snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. And it's good! That's going to put the Bulldogs up 32-19 with 3:11 left in the third quarter. Sponsors for these broadcasts, one of the sponsors is Prosperity Bank. Proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs, Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. The sponsor is Pizza Inn and Spider. Pizza Inn has all-day pizza buffet plus a large salad bar every day from 11 to 9 and 11 to 5 on Sunday. Pizza Inn has been making pizzas and Spider since 1978 and has been locally owned by the Hurley family for 28 years. Our crew makes all of the pizza dough fresh every day, never frozen, and at a convenient pickup window for to-go orders. And delivery is available through DoorDash. That's Pizza Inn of Snyder. Thank you, Prosperity Bank, Pizza Inn, and all of the sponsors who support these broadcasts. 3 minutes and 11 seconds left in the third quarter. Bulldogs methodically working down the field, milking the clock, and have a 32-19 lead against the Longhorns. Longhorns have been able to score on long drives, but have not been able to work the ball down the field. Cabrera getting ready to kick the ball, but he's kicking into the wind. There's a snap, keeps it up, it's high, it's going to float in the wind, hits the ground. It's going to be picked up by the Longhorns. It's number 13, Huerte, who's still on his feet. It's going to be brought around by Hurley. They're flagged way back. We'll see exactly who it's going to be called on. Typically, if there's a flag on a kickoff, it's on the team with the ball. So I would guess for Longhorns, but we will see exactly what's called here. It was a good run back by Huerte. Longhorn fans are not happy, so I'm guessing it's against them. See exactly what's called. It was a good run by Huerte. He was able to get it past his field. But it makes me wonder if maybe that penalty was the holding, and that was why he had such a good run back. Personal foul against the Longhorns, so that's going to take a good run and push it way back to the 20-yard line. So it's first and 15 for the Longhorns from their own 20-yard line. 3.5 seconds left in the third quarter. As the Bulldog defense heads on out, the Bulldogs have been able to stop the Longhorns outside of just the big touchdown plays. The last one was a big pass. It was broken coverage by the Bulldogs. Let's see if they can recover here. Hernandez gets his team set. There's a snap. It's going to be pitched back to Griffin. Griffin looking to run. Still on his feet. He is leveled by Pena. So it's going to be a short, maybe 5-yard gain for the Longhorns. 2 minutes, 55 seconds left in the third quarter. It's going to set up a second and 10 for the Longhorns. Ball looks to be about the 25-yard line. It says 21 on the radio. He's got a better view than I do. So we'll say ball to the 21-yard line. I'm saying Hernandez. It's Rodriguez is the quarterback. Gets it under center. Griffin gets the ball, hands it off, and Griffin is going to be gone. Nobody around him. No flags on the field. He is just a speedster. And if he can get out into that secondary, he is going to take it to the house. But that's a touchdown Longhorns on a long 50-yard run. The score is 25-32 with 2 minutes and 23 seconds left in the third quarter. Longhorns are going to try to kick the field goal. Ayala is the kicker. Last time they bobbled the snap, were able to get 1 point. That's the only PAT they've been able to convert. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. And it's going to be good, just barely. So that's going to put the score, Bulldogs 32, Longhorns 27, with 2 minutes and 23 seconds left in the third quarter. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Sonic. Sonic Drive-In. Sonic has supported the Bulldogs since its opening in 1970. Sonic is located in Gone College Avenue in Snyder. They have a happy hour every day from 2 to 4:30, or you can enjoy half-price drinks all day when you use the Sonic app to order ahead. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Anytime Fitness. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, access to the gym, access to over 4,000 Anytime Fitness gyms across the world, personal and team training, nutritional coaching is available, personal showers, hydro massage, tanning beds, nutritional supplements, and every member receives a free Get Started plan. At Anytime Fitness and Sonic Drive-In, thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts, and thank you all of our sponsors. Bulldogs send out the receiving team, McCallan, team Hatley and Pena, short, their middle, Rios, White, and Allen at the front line. Now for the kickoff, the Longhorns huddle up, they don't spread out, they run out like it's going to be an onside kick. They'll sometimes kick it deep. They kicked it deep on three of their four touchdowns. The other one, they kicked it deep three of the times they kicked, and the other time they did an onside kick. It's meant to confuse the defense, so we'll see what they do here. There's the break of the huddle, and it's going to be deep. Bounces at the 10, all the way back to the end zone. McCallan gets the ball, and he's going to take it out of the end zone. He's at the 5, out of the 10, at the 15-yard line before he's going to be brought down by 4, Buena Vista Longhorn. So that's going to give the Bulldogs a 1st and 15 from their 15, with 2 minutes and 16 seconds left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 32-27. Wind is at their face. They're going into the wind. It kind of gusts up a little and dies down a little. The temperature has cooled off, and it really is a pretty pleasant night for some football. Waiting for the referees to give them the go-ahead. The Bulldogs have to play in. The Longhorn defense is there. We're just waiting for the white hat. There it is. All right, Bulldogs break the huddle, and they're going to get set up in the Ira I formation. There's the snap. It's going to be a bit to Weaver. Weaver gets the ball, runs on the inside. He's going to cut back on the outside, and is able to get about a 4-yard gain before he's brought down. 2 minutes, 8 seconds left in the third quarter. That'll set up a 2nd and 11 for the Bulldogs. Weaver got the ball all the way up to the, we'll say, 18-yard line. The 2nd and 11, ball's going to be put at the far hash mark, and Fernandez gets his team set in the IRI. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to McCallum. Run on the inside. He's on his feet. He's got an open lane. Nobody around him. He's at the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown on McCallum. No flags on the field. Huge run by the senior. That's going to put the Bulldogs up 38-27. With 1 minute and 33 seconds left in the third quarter. The senior McCallum is having a great evening. That's his 4th touchdown of the day. And Cabrera is coming on to kick the field goal. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. And it's going to be no good. Looks like it maybe nicked the left goalpost. So it's going to leave the score 38-27. Bulldogs leading Buena Vista with 1 minute and 33 seconds left in the third quarter. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is West Texas State Bank.
serving Scurry County and the local area since 1950 with a local board of directors, their mission is to provide friendly and professional financial services. We're big enough to serve you and small enough to know you. Access your bank via our online, our mobile, sorry, our lobby, drive-in, online, mobile app, telebank, or their two ATMs. That's West Texas State Bank. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Mitch Hall and Snyder, your local GM dealer that wants to take care of your vehicle sales, service, and parts needs. Our number one goal in customer satisfaction and building long-term relationships with our customers. That's Mitch Hall and Snyder. So thank you for sponsoring the broadcast, and thanks all of our sponsors. If you or your company would like to sponsor these, talk to Mr. Jones, and he will happily get you the information for this. The Bulldogs have a 11-point lead with 1:33 left in the third quarter. Cabrera is going to be kicking off. He's going to be kicking off into the wind, but the Longhorns will be facing the wind in the fourth quarter. Longhorns are going to send back deep. Okay. Who is speeding, but they have not returned the kickoff just right. And there's the kicker. Cabrera gets it, hits it deep. Huerte catches it about the 10-yard line. Is on his feet at the far side. Is hit by a bulldog, but he's still on his feet. Nobody around him, and he's going to waltz right on into the end zone for a touchdown, Longhorns. They kick off return. There's no flags that I see on the field. So that's going to put the score, Bulldogs 38, Longhorns 33. That is not a train. This is a horn. So just a kickoff return by Huerte, who had a long run the last time, but was brought back. It's going to be number 14 Ayala for the kick. There's a snap, the hold. The ball was low. So it is going to be an offsides on Longhorns. That's going to back them up 5 yards. So now they're going to be kicking from, the ball will be set at the 13. They're going to be trying to make it from the 15. They're trying, the ball's going to be set at the 7. They're going to try to make it from the 15. 1 minute, 22 seconds left. Bulldogs leading by 5, 38-33. And Ayala is going to try to kick it again. He's made one. He's missed most of them. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up, and he powers it through, it's good, so that's going to put the score 35-38, Bulldogs leading with a minute and 22 left in the third quarter. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Legacy Fuels, established in 1937, it's a propane fuel, bulk oil, and case. Good. That's Legacy Fuels. Another sponsor for this broadcast is Snyder Iron and Metal with 5 locations, Sweetwater, Snyder, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top prices paid for all recyclable materials, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, car bodies, iron, and tin. The structural pipe and rods available. That's Snyder Iron and Metal. Thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts. Bulldogs break the huddle. I would be looking for a Longhorn onside kick here. They will huddle up together, and then sometimes they will kick it deep. Other times they will kick it short. They've only kicked it short one time, but it looks the same no matter what they do, and the kicker can kick it into the end zone. McGowan is back deep. Hatley and Pena are in the middle. Rios, Allen, and White are up front. See what the Longhorns do. They break the huddle, and it's going to be kicked deep. McCown's going to let it go into the end zone for a touchback this time, which will be Bulldog ball at the 20-yard line. It'll be first and 15 for the Bulldogs, leading by 3 with a minute and 22 seconds left in the third quarter. Ball set smack dab in the middle of the field as the Bulldogs get their play ready. Hernandez gets his team set, breaks the huddle, gets them set up in the Ira I formation. Hatley and McCowan behind him. There's the snap. It's going to be a pitch to McCown. McCown comes up in the middle and he's going to go, buddy. He comes back and makes one defender and he's still undefeated at the 30, at the 20. He's going to be dragged out of bounds well into the Longhorn territory at the 20. Looks like he's at the Longhorn 30-yard line. Great run by McCown. They're trying to cut him off at the edge, and he has the vision to cut it on the inside. Squirts through for a huge gain for the Bulldogs. Minute and 12 seconds left in the third quarter. Then McCown is having a great game today. Ball's going to be on the Bulldog, or on the Longhorn 30-yard line. Hernandez gets his team set. It's Patley and Weaver behind him. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff to Weaver. Weaver still on his feet. It's going to be crushed down after a loss of about a yard. Weaver got hit just as soon as he got the ball. So it's going to be a second and 18 for the Bulldogs. Weaver lost 3 yards on that. They just hit him as soon as he got the ball. Hernandez is going to get the ball set. There's 30 seconds left in the third quarter. It's going to be offside on the Bulldogs. So it's going to be a 23 seconds left in the third quarter. It's going to be a second and a long ways after the loss of 3 yards on the first run and then now the loss of 5. So it's going to set up a second and 23 for the Bulldogs, which is going to put the ball at the Longhorns 35-yard line. 19 seconds left and counting. It looks like the Bulldogs are going to just let it go into the fourth quarter with 10 seconds left on the clock. Bulldogs are not even going to huddle up. They're just going to walk to the sideline. And that's what it'll be. Bulldogs are going to go into the fourth quarter leading 38-35 here in Imperial as the Bulldogs take on the Buena Vista Longhorns. Bulldogs are going to be set up with a long second and 23 from the Longhorn 35-yard line. Win play resumes. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Texas Farm Bureau with Stormy Sellers, the agent. Providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. Another sponsor is the First Church of God in Ira. The Ira First Church of God is building a community of believers through biblical preaching and making Jesus the subject. We offer Sunday school classes for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by our morning worship at 11. Our Wednesday blast, Bible learning and sharing together for children, youth, adults, begins at 6 p.m. with a meal, followed by age-rated classes at 7 p.m. If you are looking for a church home, Pastor Rock and Youth Pastors invite you to join us this week. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel center preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. With Sunday school for all ages at 10 a.m. and the worship service at 11 with expository book-by-book, verse-by-verse preaching, community groups on Sundays, youth and kids on Wednesdays with a meal. For more information, head on over to fccira.com or search Ira Baptist on Facebook or Instagram. So thank you to the sponsors for these broadcasts. 10 more minutes in the game. Bulldogs are going to take over on offense. We can set a different formation. It's going to be a shotgun with Allen. Allen pitches it back to McCown. McCown got the ball way deep at the end, but he's still on his feet. Right on the near side. Great three circles. He's just truly tripped up. He gets the ball all the way to the 20-yard line, which is going to set up a fourth and 9, maybe 8.5. It's going to be 3rd and 9, sorry, not 4th. Bulldogs come out of the same formation. Allen is in the shotgun. McCown behind him. There's a snap. Allen pitches it to McCown. Allen, I see what they're doing. As McCown with the run, McCown's going to power forward and push the pile. They let Allen get the ball to the quarterback, and then they just let him turn and muster a blistering block, which sprung McCown for about a 5-yard gain, which is going to set up a 4th and 3 for the Bulldogs from the Longhorn. I mean, the nose of the ball is on the 15-yard line, and the butt of the ball is pointed towards the 10. So we'll We'll say it's on the 14 3/4 line. 8 minutes, 50 seconds left in the game. Bulldogs leading 38-35 with a huge fourth down here in the Ira I. There's a snap. Fernandez gets the ball. Hands it off to McCown. McCown's able to cut forward. Trips up and just weasels his way through and get a first down. Gets the ball to the 10-yard line, which is going to set up a first and goal for the Bulldogs from the 10. 8 minutes, 34 seconds and counting left in the game. Bulldogs leading by 3 after coming out of the 4th with a little bit of a different formation. Catches the Longhorns off guard, but now going back to the faithful Ira Iron. Fernandez under center. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch to McCown. Run on the far side. McCown, great one tackle. It's going to be drug down after about a 4-yard gain. Maybe not quite 4. We'll see exactly where they mark it. It'll be 3 or 4 yards. So it's going to set up a 2nd and 7 for the Bulldogs. 7 minutes, 55 seconds left in the game. Bulldogs leading by 3. It's a big offensive series for the Bulldogs with the game so close. If they can put a score on the board and kick a field goal, they really make it difficult on the Longhorns. The ball's going to be set at the far hash mark on the 7 in the Ira I formation. There's the snap. Brandis rolls out looking to throw the ball. It's got Hadley. It's going to be intercepted by the Longhorns. Just an unfortunate break for the Bulldogs. Hadley stuck his hand out trying to catch it. The ball deflected down, and a Longhorn defense, I don't think he saw the ball, but he ended up with it as an interception and was able to run it back to the Longhorn. It's going to be at the Longhorn 17-yard line. Bulldogs still leading by 3 points, but now the Longhorns have the ball, and they've got a long ways to go, but they do have an offense that can score very quickly and from anywhere on the field. But the Bulldog defense has been able to hold them pretty well since the first quarter. Longhorns will kick them out under center. One receiver to the far side, one running back to the back. So there's a snap, his hand off to Griffin. Griffin's running up the middle. It's going to be hit for a short gain. They've got a 4-yard gain. It's going to set up a 2nd and 11 for the Longhorns. 7 minutes, 5 seconds left in the game. Bulldogs leading by 3. And what has turned out to be a thriller. The wind is, we need the wind to gust up. It's going to die down now that the Longhorns have the ball. Talk about a home field advantage. But it still is semi just directly in their face. 6 minutes and 42 seconds now on the clock as the Longhorns break the huddle. Same formation. There's the snap. It's going to be a pitch back to Griffin. Griffin on his feet is going to run to do a cutback. It's going to be caught by several Bulldog defenders and brought down, but not before he gets a pretty good gain. Not enough for his first down, but it's going to set up a 3rd and short, maybe a 3rd and 2. 6 minutes, 20 seconds left in the game. Bulldogs get the ball to their 30-yard line. Looks like where it's set at. It's going to be on the far hash. Their move has been to give Griffin the ball, and Griffin is in the backfield. Hernandez under center. There's a snap. It's going to be hit up underneath this time to a different running back who is just upended by McCown. He is going to be brought down right on the first down line. We'll see what they say. They're going to give him the first down. I think I was a little generous. But it's going to be first down for the Longhorns from their own 32-yard line. 5 minutes, 45 seconds left in the 4th quarter. Bulldogs leading by 3, but the Longhorns are driving. Hernandez under center. Griffin in the backfield. There's a snap. It's pitch to Griffin. Run on the far side. He's going to be met by several Bulldogs, and it's going to be drugged down. He's going to gain maybe a half a yard. Not going to be much at all. We'll see exactly where they spot the ball after a whole pack of Bulldogs. We'll say he got 1 yard. So it's going to be a 2nd and 14. 5 minutes, 9 seconds left on the clock. Ball is at the Longhorn 35-yard line. Hernandez under center Griffin in the basket. There's the pass. Pitch to McGriffin. Not running on the near side. Could be held by several. There's the flag right there. Should be holding on the Longhorns. Yep. Holding on the Longhorns after Griffin gained about 6 or 7 yards. We'll see what Goodwin says. It would have set up, if he keeps it, it was going to be a 3rd and maybe 7 or 8. If he takes the penalty, it'll be about a 2nd and 17 or 18. They're going to take it up to 10-yard penalty. So it's going to be a 2nd and almost 25. Maybe a little bit less than 25. Ball's going to be at the Longhorn 25-yard line. 4 minutes, 47 seconds left in the game. Hernandez under center. Griffin in the backfield. Griffin gets the ball. It's right on the near side. It's going to be hit by McGowan. Hatley. Pena is in there. He's going to gain about 7 yards. So it's going to set up a 3rd and 17 for the Longhorns. 4:30 left on the clock and counting. The Longhorns don't hurry to call the play. This is the most methodical offensive drive they've had. The Bulldogs really need to get a stop. They're up by 3, 38 to 35. But you don't want them to score with not much time left on the clock. Hernandez under center. There's the snap. He's dropping back to pass the ball. He's going to dump it short to Griffin. Griffin hit by Weaver. Breaks the tackle. He's on the left side of the field running down the sideline. There's not any flags, and it's going to be touchdown Griffin. It was one of those plays. It was a screenplay that was designed. They just want to hit the ball in Griffin's hand. He is their playmaker, undoubtedly. I mean, it sounds like I'm standing next to that thing. It is across the field. It's going to set up the kicker for the Longhorns, Ayala. There's a snap to hold the kick. The ball is up, and it's good. It's going to put the Longhorns up 43-38. Doesn't matter. So the Bulldogs are down by 5 now. There's 3 minutes, 54 seconds left in the game. The Bulldogs are going to get the ball back. They're going to have the wind at their back. Be looking for a Longhorn onside kick, maybe. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is the Ira Booster Club. On behalf of the Ira Booster Club, we wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs athletic and academic success over the coming school year. Go Bulldogs. Another sponsor for the broadcast is S. McCallum Photography with Volume Sports. Senior, portrait, and game day photography, if you mention this ad, you get a 20% discount on personal sessions for new bookings only. So thank you to all the sponsors who support these broadcasts and sponsor them. If you or your business would like to sponsor these broadcasts, talk to Mr. Jones, and he will get you the information. Again, Bulldogs now down for the first time in the game by 5 points, 38-43, with 3 minutes, 54 seconds left in the game. Bulldogs are going to get the ball on offense. The Longhorns have kicked one onside kick. I don't know if they will or won't here. My hunch is they might kick it back deep and make the Bulldogs mark all the way down the field, but they could onside it. And it's going to be a kick back deep into the wind. It's not going to get all the way to the end zone. The ball's still loose. McCallum gets it and dives down. That wind, I mean, it's just almost like a chip shot. The wind hits that ball up in the air, and it hits the ground and just dies. So McCallum jumps on the ball to save a turnover. The Bulldogs are going to get the ball at trying to see where they're going to set it up. Looks like about the 19-yard line. It'll be 1st and 15 up for the Bulldogs. 3 minutes, 53 seconds left in the game in the Ira Eye. There's a snap. Pitch back to McCallum. Run on the near side. McCallum breaks through the first line. It's hit by a defender, and it's going to be about a 7, maybe 10-yard gain. Hard for me that this is a grass field, and the lines are a little blurry, so it's going to be about a 2nd and 7 for the Bulldogs. 3 minutes, 33 seconds left in the game. Bulldogs trailing by 5, 43-38. But with the ball and marching down the field, Hernandez gets his team in the Ira Eye. There's the snap. Pitch back to McCallum. Run on the near side again. He's going to block around in front of him. Makes a great cutback. Is it good enough for a 1st down? That's going to bring the ball to the Bulldogs 35-yard line. .317 on the clock. It'll run back as soon as they get it set. The ball to the 35. Fresh to them for the Bulldogs. It's going to be first and 15. 3-10 and counting now in the IRI formation. There's the step. It's going to be a pitch to McCown again. Right on the near side. Just like a sweeper on the near side who runs on the sideline. It's going to be knocked out of bounds for about a 8 or 9 yard gain. 3 minutes on the clock and it should stop. Second and 8 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be just on the 38 of the Longhorns. So just on the other side of midfield on the near hash mark. Second and 8 in the IRI. There's the snap. It's being pitched to Weaver. Run on the far side. Weaver cuts it up on the inside and is able to drag several defenders for what looks like it is a first down. We'll see what they call it. It's right on the first down mark. See exactly where they spot it. Waiting for him to signal. Still haven't signaled at the first down tonight. White hat says first down. We're going to move the chain. It's going to be first and 15 for the Bulldogs. It's going to be on the Longhorns 31-yard line. 2 minutes, 45 seconds left. Hernandez in the IRI. There's the snap. Pitch to McCown on the far side. McCown got the ball. He's going to walk in the end zone. He's going to walk in the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs. 2 minutes, 39 seconds left in the game. McCown killing it tonight with his fifth touchdown of the evening. It's going to be Bulldogs up by 1 point now, going for the kick. It's Cabrera. Rios, the snapper, right in the holder. Cabrera, the kicker, snap, hold, kick, ball's up. And it's good. Bulldogs are now going to take a 3-point lead late in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes and 39 seconds left in the game. McCown with 5 touchdowns on the evening, 4 on offense and 1 pick six, Weaver with 1 in there. Now it's time for the Bulldog defense to do what that dominant dog defense does and step up and make some plays. I want to thank all of the sponsors who support these broadcasts, which include Prosperity Bank, Pizza Inn of Snyder, Sonic Drive-In, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, Mitch Hall Snyder, Legacy Fuel, Snyder Iron and Metal, the Texas Farm Bureau with agents Stormy Sellers, the First Church of God in Ira, Ira Baptist Church, Ira Booster Club, and S. McCown Photography. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring these broadcasts. If you or your company would like to sponsor these, talk to Mr. Jones, and he will get you the information that you need. Bulldogs up 46-43. 2 minutes, 39 seconds left in the game. Bulldogs are going to kick. Last time, the Longhorns had the kick. They ran it back for a touchdown. Is the same returner back, number 13, Huertez. Huertez is on the 5-yard line. Cabrera is the kicker. Cabrera has the wind at his back this time, which he did not have last time. Gets his team set. And it's going to be an onside kick by the Bulldogs. It's going to be picked up by number 6 for the Longhorns, who is hit and leveled straight to 9 on the run by number 20 for the Bulldogs, Dimitri Juarez. The freshman says, hello, my name is Dimitri, and you are not going to run this back anymore. So it's going to set up a first and 15 for the Longhorns from their 30-yard line. 2 minutes, 33 seconds left on the clock. I don't think they ran the clock on that kickoff. Bulldogs leading by 3. Longhorns have the ball. They have a good offense. They can score anywhere on the field, but the Bulldogs have a stout defense that has handled this offense relatively well, with the exception of just a couple broken plays. Rodriguez gets his team set. He's under center. He's going to pitch it back to Griffin. Griffin's got the ball. He's wiggling around right underneath. He's hit by several Bulldog defenders. It's going to be brought down. There's a flag on the play. I think it's probably going to be a holding, but we'll see exactly what's called. Holding on the Longhorns. 2 minutes, 27 seconds left. So 5 seconds rolled off the clock. They're going to walk the Longhorns back, and then they'll start the clock again once it gets set. That'll set up a first and 25 for the Longhorns now. It's going to push them back to the 20. 2:27 left on the clock. Should be started now. It's not rolling. Clock is still at 2:27. Isn't it a live clock? 2:27 on the clock. They didn't run it. Going to wait for the snap. Rodriguez gets under center. There's the snap. It's going to be a hand off the grip. Nope. Rodriguez falls on the ground. It is touched by Rios. That's a sack. That's a sack by Holden Rios. Rodriguez slipped on the grass, and Hernandez put his hand on him, so now the clock is going to continue to roll. It was a beautiful sack. No one was hurt. Flag football left. 2 minutes, 5 seconds left in the game. Bulldogs leading by three. Ball's going to be set at the 19, maybe the 18-yard line. 1:55 on the clock, still rolling. Longhorns haven't broke the huddle yet. This dominant dog defense is on the field. Rodriguez is going to be in the shotgun this time. It's going to go to Griffin. And the Bulldogs are going to call a timeout. So they came out with a different formation. Griffin was going to get the ball. He'd probably pitch it to Rodriguez, who then would look to throw it. Or he could run. They had two receivers to the far side. Goodman wants to talk to his team. With 1:44 left in the game, Bulldogs leading 46-43. It's going to be a 2nd and 27. Sponsor for these broadcasts. I'm going to start on the back page. The front page always gets some love. Snyder Iron and Metal, 5 locations in Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson and Andrews, and in Big Spring. Top prices pay for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, hard bodies, iron, and tin, the structural pipe, and rods available at Snyder Iron and Metal. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers providing life insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy Sellers for a free quote. Another sponsor for the broadcast is the Ira Booster Club. On behalf of the Ira Booster Club, we wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs athletic and academic success over the coming year. They didn't ask me to say this, but if you'd like to join the Booster Club, they're always looking for volunteers that could use you. So talk to them and get plugged in. Well, thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts and for supporting these things. We couldn't do it without you. If you and your company want to join in on some of the fun, talk to Mr. Jones, and he will get you all the information that you need. Bulldogs are out on defense. Longhorns are just now breaking the huddle. The ball is going to be set at the 19, maybe 18-yard line of the Longhorns. It's going to be 2nd and 27 with a minute and 44 left in the game. These are the moments that make it so much fun. Going to come out in a different formation. Hernandez under center, Griffin in the backfield. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to Griffin running underneath. He's going to be caught by several Bulldog defenders and brought down. He's going to get about a 6-yard gain. Clock's going to keep running. 1:34 and counting. It'll be 3rd and 20 for the Longhorns. Ball at their 25-yard line. Minute and 25 and counting. Longhorns don't take their time getting the play in. They send their players off. Go dominant dog D looking for a huge, huge stand here. 1:10 left for the Bulldogs to break the huddle. Rodriguez going to get under center. Griffin in the backfield. There's the snap. Rodriguez looking to throw the ball. This time he's got no receiver over. How he hits him? It's breaking out. He's able to dump it off to an outlet man who is right on the field still. It's hit by Rios. It's going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage. Happy. Rodriguez was able to pitch the ball out to number 6 for the Longhorns. Well, there it is, who skirmished around, but the dominant dog defense played their zone, pushed him out, and then Rios was able to wrap him up and bring him down for what is a 4th. And ooh, they're going to give him a little bit of a generous spot. I thought he didn't get back to the line of scrimmage, but they're going to say he got about 4 yards. So it's going to be a 4th and 16, maybe 17 for the Longhorns. Ball is going to be at their 27-yard line-ish. 45.5 seconds left in the game. Bulldogs leading by 3. They don't have to get a stop here. The Longhorns can get a first down, and the game might be over. However, it would be really great to get a stop here. If once the Bulldogs get in on offense, that's the game. So, huge stand for the Bulldogs defense throughout the game when the Dogs have needed their defense the most. They have stepped up and held. I recall right at the end of the half when the Longhorns got the ball back, the Bulldogs did a pick six and scored. Longhorns got the ball, were driving down the field. After that, the Bulldogs stopped them at halftime. And then coming out of halftime, the Bulldog defense stepped up again. So what could have been a momentum swinger, this dominant Dogs defense alleviated, and now is looking for a huge fourth down stand. Fourth and 17. Ball's going to be at the Longhorns 27-yard line. 45.5 seconds left in the game. That's really the number we're looking at. Longhorns send in the play. Breaks the huddle. We're going to send two receivers to the near side. Griffin is going to get the ball with Rodriguez to his right. Gets the ball, pitches it back to Rodriguez. Rodriguez looking to pass the ball. He's going to be caught by Hadley. Hadley's going around the right. 13! Hadley! 13! Shady Hadley with a huge stack of fourth down. This is going to take 38 seconds to give the Bulldog offense the ball. Shaden Hadley, the senior, rolls around, wraps up the quarterback, and brings down Rodriguez. Now the Bulldog offense is going to go in, I would assume, is go in and kneel the ball. Goodman is going to call a timeout, kind of get his team's composure. It'll be a first and 15 from the Bulldog 25, from the Longhorns 25-yard line with 38.1 seconds left in the game. Bulldogs leading by 3. I believe the Bulldogs can just kneel it and have the game here. Goodman called the timeout, calling his players down, and talked to the White Hat about something, probably saying that's what we're going to do. So, Bulldogs, with a huge Dogs defensive stand, which is what they have done all day. Bulldogs still in the timeout huddle. I'm refreshing my page, seeing if I get some scores from around for us real quick as we kind of look around. Huge bounce back game for the Bulldogs. All right, Bulldogs sending in their team. Ira's going to most likely kneel the ball once or twice. Yep, they're in the victory formation, which is that kneel-down formation. There's a snap and the kneel-down for the Bulldogs. And that's going to be a Bulldog victory over the Buena Vista Longhorns on their homecoming as time runs out of the clock. Just some scores to update you from around. Robert Lee and the team that will play, they're trailing, and they lose to Iron County 61-16. Let's see. Okay, Rochan is in our district, defeated Woodson 64-16. Snyder defeated Loveland 45-7. Kermley defeated Avalon 71-26. Borden County was 45 by Westbrook 48-0. Jayden defeated Aspermont 45-0. Colorado City is trailing the Crane, Golden Crane, 28-6. And Turkey, who we lost to last week, is at halftime with Petersburg, and they are leading 30-19. So great comeback play for the Bulldogs, able to squeak out a nail-biting win. So in the Bulldogs, 2 6-man games. They have lost by 1 and won by 3, which speaks to the grit and the determination from this team. So, I am Ben Moore, and I'll be with you next week for some live Bulldog play-by-play. I hope that you'll join me there. We'll thank all of our sponsors for these broadcasts, and we're going to get on out of here. Y'all have a great Friday evening and a great Labor Day weekend.